It is a solemn walk many have been making for 19 years. A public display of acknowledgement of the lives destroyed after a loved one died after coming in contact with the British state. The families and supporters of high-profile police custody deaths like those of Sean Rigg, Kingsley Burrell and Oluseni Lewis were tragically joined by others, each family with their own personal pain to share. People like the Yakub family, who lost son and brother Yasser, who joins the over 1,500 killed after state contact, with no one convicted for their part in the tragedy.
2nd of January, they shot my son who came off the motorway, and whilst his vehicle was still in motion, and they killed him with 3 shots. And it's 10 months down the line now, IPCC have given no answers whatsoever. And he's been killed unlawfully, and it's destroyed the whole family.
Every year, the annual procession to honor the memories of those who perished after coming in contact with the state, sadly, gains new members. More people who will spend the next few years, at the very least, trying to get justice for their loved ones.
It's sad that more and more people are dying at the hands of the state. It's not just one family that joins us every year, several families join us. This year in particular, there was a spate of killings over the summer of 4 very high-profile cases, and that indicates that's an escalation from previous years. So whilst there are many reports being written and many inquiries being held and many hands being wrung, justice is still elusive for the families here.
Wayne MacDonald marches in memory of his brother Adrian, who died after being tasered by the police.
I was brought up to respect the law, respect the police, respect people in power, basically. Now, that's just blown out, it's been blown out of the water for me, because how can I trust somebody who could kill my brother and then try and justify it by saying that he was a suspected burglar when they knew damn right he was no burglar. I've got no trust in him, and all the investigations that they've gone through, I felt let down by all that as well. It took them 10 months to interview the police after my brother's death.
The families and supporters of those killed say they will return every year until justice is done. But for many, it's already been a 19-year wait and counting. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.